House Bill 1076 has had its second reading.
House Bill 1076, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Hanks.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This legislation will allow certain public entities to establish a maximum indemnification of its officers and employees. The short version is it will allow cities and counties to establish what they want as a deductible on their insurance and make sure that there is no gap in coverage for their employees. I would encourage the members of the House to support this. My understanding is, and you should have received an amendment on your desk, I consider this a friendly amendment. Representative Hunt will speak to that, and I encourage you to vote for both the amendment and the bill. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative Hanks. Further remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have a motion at the desk, 1076 Tango Alpha.
And it's been distributed,
sir?
It
has been distributed, Mr. Speaker. All the members have it. Permission to speak to both the amendment and to the bill.
Certainly. You move it at this time?
I would move the amendment 1076 Tango Alpha.
Is there a second? Comments on that motion and permission granted, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, what this bill is trying to do is to certainly protect, from an indemnification standpoint, all the many volunteers, people in our various communities, ordinary citizens who agree to sit on various boards, but who run the risk that their own personal assets may be jeopardized by the fact that some decision of the board could be contested in a court of law. And so we're talking indemnification for those good citizens of our political subdivisions. Under current law, the indemnity is $25,000. What this would do would be to keep that indemnification at $25,000, but allow every political subdivision to have its board of trustees, advisors, etc., adopt by its governing board a resolution which could set a higher amount of indemnification. But this amendment would also go on to say that if they set a higher amount of indemnification, the maximum amount that could be presented to the South Dakota legislature for reimbursement on any claims paid out would be the amount which is ever greater, the amount of $25,000, or the amount set by the governing board of the political subdivision. This is good legislation in the sense that it really helps to protect a lot of good citizens who devote a lot of time to local government as well as state government. I would encourage your support of this motion to amend and then go on to pass the bill. If you have any questions, certainly stand by to ask those. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Hunt. Further remarks on the Representative Hunt motion to amend? Further remarks? Further remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Valley.
I have a question.
Please state your question, sir.
Does this raise the potential liability of the legislature then from $25,000 to anything that a subdivision would want to set their liability at, let's say a $500,000? Would that bill then be presented to the legislature?
Representative Hunt, do you wish to answer the question?
Yes, I would, Mr. Speaker. Representative Valley, actually what this would do would be to tend to minimize the amount of any claim that the legislature would have to deal with. The amendment says that any claim that would be submitted to the legislature could be for an amount which would be greater than either $25,000 or the amount of indemnification in the insurance policy purchased by the local political subdivision. So if they purchase coverage of a $500,000 and the statute talks of $25 million, the most that could be presented to the South Dakota legislature would be in excess of the $500,000 figure. So this has a tendency to, in essence, diminish the responsibility of the legislature rather than increase it.
Representative Valley, you have the floor, sir. Okay, thank you, sir. Further remarks on Representative Hunt's motion to amend? Hearing no further remarks, all those in favor of the Representative Hunt motion to amend marked 1076 Tango Alpha signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. 1076 is so amended. Further remarks on House Bill 1076 as amended. Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House of Representatives is final passage of House Bill 1076 as amended. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members will proceed to vote on final passage of House Bill 1076 as amended.
Wick votes aye. Representative Hackle. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 68, nays 2.
House Bill 1076, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed approved.